Yes, hello. Good afternoon. Is this Mark?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Mark. How you doing, sir?
Hey, not too bad.
All right. Well, nice to meet you there, sir. My name is Marlon. I'm one of the senior directors here for my department. You were speaking to Jan a second ago. He's a mapping coordinator here for the company. So he was asking me to jump on the line here with you, sir, to see if I can get you a price reduction for the spot that we have on the first page of Google available today only. I will see what I can do for you if you're willing to give us a shot today. But aside from the price, though, sir, did you have any specific questions for me? Have you ever tried something like this before, being on Google?
No, believe me, I've worked with various companies, and I know what their search engine is. I know what they're trying to do as far as position and all of that. You know, you pop in roofing, boom, you want you to pop up. You pop in patio, boom, sure. You want you to pop up. I understand what's going on with it. And it actually is something I'm interested in if we can get to a reasonable figure.
Okay. And you said it right there. So I want to do my very best to get you a the lowest price possible. But keep in mind, we're going to be doing a lot of things for you that are not usually included. So on the price, right? Let me see here. I see that you have 2 years in business. Okay, I could possibly still get you in on that. Let me see. I'm up to
date for that. Yeah, for this new business. And actually, the first year in business was the pandemic, and I had a lot going on.
So basically,
business was up. It was up and running, but I really didn't have any revenue coming through this year.
Yeah.
I really actually started doing something with it.
I get you. So, yeah, I mean, it's basically a new business because, I mean, nobody was really active in those times. You know, it was a terrible time.
Yep.
You know?
It is. There's nothing on the internet about me other than, you know, I have a Gmail. Other than that, there's nothing on there about me, so.
No, and I noticed that, you know, but you do have a good reputation. So far you have nothing negative. You seem to have a good quality company.
Yeah.
So I respect that.
Yeah.
And that's one of the main reasons why you qualify. I also noticed that you don't even have a website, huh? I might be able to help you with that also. Okay.
Yeah,
so
he was talking about that, and that would be good too. Sure.
Yes, sir. So normally we charge. Normally we charge about $300 for the website alone. But I'll see if my buddy over there, because I've been here for 10 years, and I got a buddy over there in the department where they create websites and logos. I'll see if he can help us out and get you one, okay? And I see that you have a 50-75-mile radius. That's a pretty big coverage area. We'll definitely target that for you. And obviously, you get into outdoor kitchens, hot tubs, and all that. So, yeah, those are money makers right there. And just to give you an idea, if you had to choose one of those right there, what would you say is your bread and butter?
This is the kind of stuff I like to do. You know what I mean? My customers love me. And it gets past the point of the price. The price isn't even the issue. Because basically what I'm doing is I'm taking all the old man's stuff out of the house. And mama's right there going, yep, get that shit out of here. Get it outside. Build this son of a bitch a man cave and get his shit out of my house. And that's really what it boils down to. So I go out and I design an area for them. I'll basically do the patio roof cover. I'll do planter boxes. I'll do an outdoor bar. I'll do an outdoor kitchen, whatever the customer wants in that design. And these average 20, 25 grand. You know what I mean? And I'm in there 3-4 days basically having beers with the guy after work every day.
There you go.
Like I said,
and you have some photos too.
I enjoy that creativity. So it's
good,
also,
you know,
my own kind of design.
Love your work.
And then I also work with what they have. You know, they might have some Budweiser plaque thing that they, you know, mama's been wanting them to get it out of the damn house for years. Well, now we got a place to put it. You see what I'm saying?
There you go.
But as far as what you're talking about, what I would really be into more than that would be, I mean, that's cool and that's fine and all that. But what I really would be more into is like patio cover repairs, roof repairs, those kind of things, especially the way the season's coming up right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is in and out, that's big money. In and out, big money.
Yeah,
so
you're
if I had to choose one,
There you go. So in mentioning that whole, the roofing part of things, right? I was, putting into our analytics here and now, cause I want to give you an example what type of money you're going to be making. Okay. Like a realistic example. It's showing me here that in the last 30 days, I see that you're based out of, Puyallup. Sorry if I'm saying that wrong. But in that area, in a 30-mile radius from where you're at, In the last 30 days for roofing alone, there has been about 1,777 searches.
Wow. A lot of jobs.
If you could just get one of those, two of those, right?
It's that time of year. Yeah, it's that time of year. These guys are booked in December right now. I already know that.
There you go. And if you could just land one of those jobs, I mean, you're looking at some serious money, Mark. So the money is there,
sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be doing that.
Yeah,
obviously, you want to capitalize off that.
Average roof in this area is probably
$25,000-$30,000.
Oh, man. So I'm going to come in. I'm going to do a repair for, you know what I mean, $3,000-$4,000, and I'll be there a day, and I'll take care of the problem and go on from there.
There you go.
So that's, like I said,
I made you that example, Mark, because I know the money is there for you and the investment you're going to make with us. And keep in mind, there's no contracts involved. It's a for sure, like you're going to hit the spot. You know what I mean? And you're going to make the return on your investment. It's not going to be lost money in no way, shape or form. Okay. Now, I see that you're doing some marketing, right? Are you still with Home Advisor? Or is that old? I was checking out your profile.
No, they're just off the hook. They're just a goddamn scam. When it comes right down to it, they're a damn scam.
They're garbage. Yeah, they're getting left and right.
I ended up having to give them damn near $400. I never went on one lead. They kept on sending me these fucking leads, and it's like, Well, you can pick the lead you want. Oh, well, I didn't pick any of them, but I had to pay for them all because they sent them to me. I go, what the hell is that about?
How long were you with them for?
Yeah.
You don't mind me asking.
What's that?
How long were you with them for?
Nothing. A couple of weeks.
That's a couple of weeks.
I never bid one job for them. Not one job, but I got billed almost $400 for the jobs, and I never even called the people. Never set up a bid, never did anything with them. They just keep sending me all these leads. I'm going to hold on a minute, dude. I didn't pick any of these. Oh, well,
that's why they're getting sued, I'm going to send you the link to a government site where they're getting sued. Maybe you're entitled to some money back from them, you know? I'm going to send you the link just for your personal information.
Yeah.
Okay, now, without kind of getting on to the Home Advisor thing, I was just kind of trying to see, like, what you have going on for your marketing.
Right now, it's just word of mouth. Word of mouth is all it is right now. Yep.
And it seems like you're ready to work. You want to get out there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty dominant presence, and I'll tell you what, I meet people everywhere, and I'm constantly selling all the time.
Good job.
I just business cards, and I get called back. I just
there
finished a big job up in Baffled. It was $130,000.
So if he puts you on a live call with a client, right? If he puts you on a live call with a client looking for your services,
I don't pay. I'll send you an email, bid. I don't play any of that shit. I'm right there shaking your hand. What's up, brother? What are you after? What do you need? what's the problem? You know what I mean? I think you're going to make some really good money. I'm sitting on the couch with the customer. You know what I'm saying? All right, what's the problem, brother? What can we do? Here's your option.
There you go. Hey, you know what? I think you're going to be very successful with the service, Mark, because this is exactly what this is. Live calls from your clients coming to you when they're interested. At the moment they're interested, it's an active hot lead. You know what I mean? They need the service, so they talk to Mark, and Mark's going to do his thing. So let's get down to the pricing, right? Normally the service here, and I'm going to give you the regular price first, okay? And I don't mean to make you faint, but obviously, you're going to make good money. So, okay, but normally we charge about $599 a month, and normally so $998 the first payment, right? That's usually the normal price, okay? That's a pretty scary price.
Hold on, say it again. $599, and the normal payment would be what?
$998 first payment. That's the regular price without the discounts I'm about to give you.
Okay, so now
that was just for personal info, like what type of service we're talking here. It's like a Mercedes service, right? So the price that I'm going to give you, Mark, if you're willing to give me a shot today, sir, not only will I include that $300 website for you, but I'm going to go ahead and drop the price down to just $299 a month, and the first initial investment would just be $398 out the door. Okay, so just about $9 a day, you're on the very first page of Google, and you're going to have Google first page, Bing first page, 60 directories that we're going to put you on all over the internet, Facebook ads, we're going to be running live, we're going to be putting you on the mobile platform, Because as you know, a desktop search is not the same as a mobile search. So we're going to put you on both.
Right.
Alexa, Google Home are included. We're going to put you on those cars that have internet access. We're going to verify you with Google headquarters in California, register you officially. And last but not least, like I mentioned to you, we'll have a brand new website for you ready to go within 3 to 5 days. And we'll also provide you with a tracking system, which will be easy to get into day or night, where you can see the leads you're getting, calls you're getting. You can even see past leads that you got. You can request review from these clients. They'll reply to reviews. You have access to see what keywords you're all over the first page for. You can see what cities you're getting more traffic from, because you're not just going to be in pull-up. So you're going to be able to have full access to everything that we're doing for you. And no marriage, so you don't need a divorce lawyer to cancel services. If you feel that we're doing you wrong, please cancel us. But we're not trying to lose you after a month or 2 months or whatever. We want to make sure that we have a long-term relationship with you, Mark. Now, I guess my question to you, sir, respectfully, if I can get you on board at that price, would you be willing to give us a shot today? Try this thing out.
Yeah. So you're looking at $398 down today?
Yes, sir. How's
that? And that covers, and then when's my billing start at $299?
What, 30 days? Next month. Yeah, 30 days, sir. And you have a brand new website ready to go within 3 to 5 days. You'll have your Facebook ads running 7 to 14 days. Okay. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Martin.
All right.
Martin.
So let's go ahead and give it a shot.
Slow down a little bit. Slow
yes,
down
sir.
A little bit. Okay. Slow down a little bit. I got all your sales in there. Believe me, I sold thousands of roofs. Okay, buddy. So just hang with me a second. I have my own design for my contract. I have my own logo. I have all of that. How much am I involved in the design of that website?
Every aspect. So matter of fact, while we were talking, sorry that I sent it to you while we were talking there. I sent you two links. But the last link that I sent you says use our payment integration websites to receive quick payments on the go, right? And there's a little link there by a gentleman there. That's one of our clients. He's an electrician or whatnot. Click on that link, and you'll be able to see the type of website we're going to create for you. And this will be a bill for you. And obviously, that's just a template, right? Yours will look different,
but
it'll be very similar. So you have a choice of putting, instead of Morgan Electric, you have a choice of putting your logo there or both, or company name and logo. Okay?
Sure.
A little slogan there or whatnot. There's a lead box. There's a little G right there at the top where people can click on that and leave your reviews right away, and they'll go directly on Google. You can pick and choose and make changes to your website as well. Anytime. You can switch out photos. You can switch out reviews.
So it's kind of similar to that, Angie's, because I mean, I set up a nice setup with them idiots. And then they're, like I said, they're sending me all these damn leads. I'm not even going out on any of them that I'm being billed for them. So yours is how many leads come in. The leads have nothing to do with it. You're paying $2.99 a month, period. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And it's all included.
Okay. And these are direct phone leads, is what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Live calls.
Or they could actually be both. I mean, if I have a box there to, you know, like, oh, if you're interested in getting an estimate, fill out your name, fill out this, blah, 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 and let me get back to you. I mean, I could do it both ways. However it takes to pull the customers in. Obviously, if I pick up my phone, it's a live customer, I'm going to talk to them. But
Exactly. You know what I mean? So as long as you're good at picking up your phone as much as possible. And either way, I mean, you're now going to have a website for people that actually leave you a message. If you don't pick up the phone, they're most likely going to go to your website, leave their name, Marlin, email, phone number, blah, blah, blah. And, sir, I'm looking to get this done. How soon can you be down here?
Sure.
And then as soon as you're done with your job, you call them up. Hey,
some little place they can request an estimate, leave their name, phone number, blah, blah, sir. I got all that. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Sure. And that's part of it. That would be part of the design of the website. Because like I say, I got a lot of good ideas about that. And believe me, I was the first, when I had my roofing corporation going, I was the first one that actually dealt with U.S. West Direct. I was the first company to actually put a full-page ad in their phone book. And at that time, that was $1,100 a month just for that one Seattle phone book. Okay?
I remember the phone book.
And I was right there in the office with the girl as she was designing it on the website. And believe me, I didn't know shit about computers compared to what I know now. And she had it all laid out. I said, nope, all of it. And we redesigned the whole goddamn thing. And she goes,
well, that's why you're in your industry.
Me,
You're creative.
Yeah, exactly. And then she's sitting there telling me, well, you know, you don't want all this information on there. You know, you want it kind of open and kind of blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? I'm paying $1,100 a month. I'm putting every damn letter in the alphabet on here, okay? And I'm going to put it on there about 20 times, okay? I mean, I was the first one to use manufacturer's logos. You know what I mean? I just called the manufacturer. Hey, you mind if I use your logo on my yellow page advertisement? And, oh, yeah, no problem. Sure, sure. So I got all permissions. And actually, GAF, which is one of the bigger manufacturers of roofing, they actually paid me $50 a month to have their logo in my ad. Funny as hell.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. But
there you go.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. So how long is this $299 good for?
Forever.
How many months? How many years?
Forever.
It don't sound like you have to do much selling here, brother. It looks like you got this pretty much down here.
No, my man.
Okay.
It's something that'll be beneficial for you. I'm just here to get you in the door.
I'm just a little guy. You know what I mean? All that shit, 3-4 jobs a month's all I need. I don't need a whole lot of crazy shit.
Well, big guy.
We can narrow down that radius to within, you know, 30 miles. It's fine with me. It don't have
and
to
you
be
know, that's
the
good thing about this also. So it's totally up to you. You can always change that. So, like, during a season or whatever, if you want to kind of slow down or kind of, like, go more aggressive.
I got a couple of subcontractors. I got other contractors, you know, general contractors too. And we all work together. We exchange work. We help each other or, you know what I mean? If I need some painting done, I got a painting contractor. I need carpet done, I got a carpet guy. You know what I mean? All the shit. But the whole design, the whole contracts and the whole dealing with the customers and the money and the collecting, that's all me. That's it. I do all the bidding, that type of stuff. Okay, all right. This sounds
all
good.
Right.
Okay, so you sent me a couple of links here, right? To my email or something?
Yes, to your cell phone to make it quicker. And I got an email ready to shoot off too with that, so that way you have my contact information always. And please stay in contact with me. I'm not one of those type of guys that take your credit card and I disappear on you. I've been here for 10 years and I stay involved with my clients. And you got me to back you up too. If you ever have any trouble contacting a technician or whatever, which you won't, please call me ASAP and I'll make sure that they contact you as soon as possible, because I want you to have a good experience with us. And to be honest with you, Mark, I mean, 85% of the clients that I've signed up to throughout these 10 years, they usually end up calling me after the second month and usually want to sign up a contract, especially roofers, you know what I mean, contractors.
Right.
So I hope that that's going to be you as well.
Okay. Okay. I'm on my website here, and I don't see anything from you.
Okay.
What email did you send it to?
Did you get the email there? The text that says morganelectricca.com? I thought you were looking at it. It was a text. It says, use our payment integration websites to...
Okay, got it. Okay, so you sent me a text. You didn't send me an email. Okay, I got it. I see it now. Okay, you mark it, blah, 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 blah. Okay, hold on a minute. Business, okay. Something wins. Okay, managing director, Whistle Splash. Premium contacts. Okay. And what, your name is Marlon or Marlon?
Marlon, yeah. Marlon, that's me. And
Marlon.
Yes, sir. Like Marlon Brando.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
I get that a lot.
I was thinking Martin. Yeah, it sounds because the way you pronounce it, you sound like Martin. But it's Marlon.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm gonna send you an email right now as well, so that way you have everything in writing, including the pricing that I'm giving you today. What email can I send that to? It's gonna come to you right now as we speak.
Okay, it's going to be northwestlifetime@gmail.com.
LLC@gmail.com.
But I got it pulled up right now, so as soon as you send it to me, I'll be able to see it.
Okay,
and if you could, can you resend this, the one that you sent me as a message? Can you resend that and just send it to my email? Then I'll have it right on my computer here, and I can look through all this stuff here.
Yeah, so it's going to have... It's going to have an example of the website as well. It's coming from MCO,
okay,
relevant. You got it?
Perfect. That's funny because I was just, I see there now. Popping up here. Okay. Okay, local splash, blah, blah, blah. Mobile optimized website. good. Okay, all right, this all looks pretty good. This all looks pretty good, Marlon. Okay. All right, so this is all my information that I need from you, correct? Is the payment stuff in here too?
The payment will come right after, because you're going to get an invoice message, and please save up for your tax records. As you know, that's a tax write-off, so you'll get to receive right after
we make
the
payment.
And well, let me go ahead and set up the account information here. Mark, M-A-R-K, and what is your last name there, Mark?
It's Koreen, K-O-R-E-E-N. Now, is this something that should be in my name or in the business, or in the business name? K-O-R-E-E-N.
Well, on the card, yeah, it'll be both. So, but I mean, obviously you want them to refer you as, is Mark available when they call you in regards to your account. And obviously your name is not going to show on Google. What's going to show on Google is your company name, your official website, your, verified reviews, your hours of operation, and your address will be hidden. Cause I assume that you, you go to your clients, you don't have an actual office like most companies, right?
Exactly. Not at this time. But I'll tell you what, I went by the other day that I went and talked to her, and man, thought it was a good deal. I thought I'd be just three days out.
There you go.
One thing I want you to do, and this will help me keep track of what's actually going on here. Instead of Mark, I want you to put Marcus as the first name, okay?
Okay. And I'm going to send you a receipt.
M-A-R-C-U-S.
Got you. And let me ask you a question, because I'm going to send you your receipt as it's written on the card that you'll be using today. How does it read on the card that you'll be using so we can put it for your invoice so you can sign it? Does it read Marcus or Mark?
Probably on this particular card, it's going to be Mark. Let me pull it out here. Yeah, okay. So it's just going to be Mark Corrine. It's a Mercury credit card. It's a MasterCard. That's the one I'll be using.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put Mark, but then I'll change it to Marcus, okay? Since that's what you prefer to be, okay? Because it's going to show
I don't care about the receipt here. I'm talking about when the customers go into the website or whatever, and they see that contact person, then that's where I want Marcus. So that way I know that it's from you. You see what I'm saying? I keep track of it that way. Oh, the guy's calling for Marcus.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's you, the Flash Boy.
And we're going to make it easy for you to, we're going to make it very easy for you to keep track of everything that you're getting from us. So you're not going to get confused. We're not going to put you under a tracking number. So you're not going to be,
I see all your extra stuff here.
And, what phone number do you want the clients to contact you for business there, Mr. Koreen?
That's good. Just call me Marcus, man. You ain't got to be all formal, dude. You got to say out. You're all good. Okay. Let's go with 253-301-9397.
Okay, so the one that we're speaking on.
That's the only business number.
Very good. And do you have, let me see here. I was going to ask if you have a secondary number, but you already answered that for me right now. And the company name.
I mean, I have my personal follower. Depending on the customer, depending what she looks like, I might give her that.
Depending what she looks like. Oh man!
Of course.
Okay.
There's always a discount for beauty. You know that.
Oh, of course.
There's always a discount for beauty.
Of course. Gotta appreciate a good-looking woman. You know. So the company name Northwest Lifetime Outdoor Living LLC. You want the LLC showing, or you want that out of the picture?
I want all of it showing. I want the full name all the way across. I want capital letters on every beginning of every word.
Very good. Got you. And the address where you want us to verify you. Okay. And the address where he wants to verify you, would that be 2104 7th Street, Southeast?
No.
Okay.
No.
Where would you like to be verified at?
It would be 15703 58th Avenue East, Puyallup, P-U-Y-A-L-L-U-P, Washington, 98375.
Okay, 58th Avenue East, Paul Young, and that's 98375, correct?
98375. Yeah, 15703 58th Avenue East, Puyallup, 98375-7459.
Very good. And no unit number, lot number, or anything like that, right? Just what I would ask?
Nope.
Okay, that's very good.
Period.
And And now I'm going to go ahead and read you a 90-second voice verification, Mark, so we can get the process going here. I'm going to put you on the calendar here to schedule with a professional technician so that we can discuss the keywords and details on the website. You can also, they're also going to give you an email to send in photos that you have. I've seen some beautiful photos that you got over there on the Home Advisor listing. So you go ahead and shoot them photos you want.
I went through all of that. And got all that set up. So, man, it was set up pretty good over there. So let me get back to one thing there. We were talking about the listing on things. And what I always try and do is I try and diversify enough to where, you know, if there's stuff I can do when the weather's nasty and there's stuff I can do when the weather's nice. You know what I mean? So if I got a deck, I'm going to schedule it when I know we got 3-4 days of weather, you know, to build a carport or whatever. And then if we got a week where I know it's going to be snowing or raining like hell, then I want to be doing something on the inside. So I kind of, what I was thinking is a toilet repair. Just something stupid. Go to replace your toilet, fix the toilet, whatever the hell the toilet needs done with it. Okay?
Okay.
Because once I get in that bathroom and I see the toilet and I see the bathroom, I'm going to be looking at the vanity. I'm going to be looking at the sinks. I'm going to be looking at the backsplash. I'm going to be looking at the tile. I'm going to be looking at bats out. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to turn that job from fixing one penny toilet for $1,200 to a total bathroom remodel for $15,000. You understand?
Yeah, there you go. Now you're good.
So I kind of want when we do this setup here, you know, I kind of want, you know, to stay back to that general contracting idea and maybe specializing in bathroom remodel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm with you 100%. You're going to be able to modify your keywords later on as well.
Okay.
So you're set on that.
I kind of think that, but I want to get
that. That's the beautiful thing about the keywords. You know, the keywords are very, like, they totally target all that stuff. So, like, some people want to target just commercial, residential. Exactly.
Somebody Google trucking. Repair, bam, there you are.
Bam, you know? There you go, exactly. And then you pop up and you already know that that's just your way in to kind of pitch other products. Right. Yeah, you're good at
that. How long you guys been in business here?
17 years, Mark, 17 years. I've been with this company 10 years. 17 years? Okay. Yeah, we've been around for a long time. Yeah, same building, same everything.
Inc. 500,
Inc. 500, 84,000. Yeah, we've been in the NBC. I don't know if you're probably familiar with the Extra Space Storage. We've been the reason why they are successful. They started out small, and it's because of us. They have thousands of locations throughout the United States.
Yeah, they do. They just built a big ass one over here right away. Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
There you go. Yeah, we do their marketing. So you're going to be in good hands. So let me see here. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and send you the invoice, and I'm going to read you that 90-second voice verification so everything is on record here. Mark, I believe you said it was a MasterCard. Whenever you're ready, sir, I'm going to go ahead and take it down here for you so I can send that over.
Okay. Please. Now, can I get into this a little bit here as far as what you sent me as far as these the sites and stuff? I kind of want to look this all over a little bit. Before I actually say, okay, let's pull the trigger, can I do that? Like, maybe call me back in a couple hours or something, then we can go through some MasterCard stuff and all that. That'll give me time to kind of look at everything here and see how this is kind of laid out and do a little more exploring with your emails.
And I respect that, Mark, and I know you're probably going to, I mean, we're both like in the wholesales. I mean, it's an exchange of monetary, you have to pay for the service, whatever, but keep in mind, this is an exclusive spot here. The gentleman that was working with us, he was with us for about 9 months, so he's retiring. We're not allowed to say exactly who it is because it might be personal. It's an exclusive spot, but I mean, you're welcome to put me on hold and if you want to kind of just read it over, you know what I mean? But as soon as we hang up, though, then they're going to be searching for another company. I get it.
Well, if something runs through here that's, you know, I don't know. If there's some kind of issue or some kind of problem, I'm not really too worried about it.
You're going to be, absolutely. Because, I mean, the bank, they back you up. They don't care about us. I mean, anything works.
It's all through the credit card. I mean, I call my credit card, boom, it's canceled, dude.
If there's any
kind of bullshit, which I don't think there is, you know what I mean? But nowadays, you can't be too careful, you know what I mean? It's just everybody's out there trying to fuck everybody, and that's the problem.
That's what makes it harder, like the big companies to actually produce, you know, because everybody is like,
exactly.
Especially because of COVID. So many weirdos are
That and they're just way too much Big Brother. Way too much Big Brother. And that's just off the list. I mean, I got to go through 15 different goddamn codes to fuck around and pay a damn credit card. Are you kidding?
Right.
It's stupid. It's just ridiculous. Some of them, they go through pretty smooth. Other ones, it's like, Jesus, what a pain in the ass. 20 minutes, I got to sit on the phone to pay a goddamn $30 credit card, huh?
I'm knowing. Sometimes I get locked out of my
money quicker.
Yeah, sometimes you get locked out of your own thing, too, right?
Yeah. Or you forget the damn password. It's like, oh, gee, I only have, let's see, 19 of them.
That happened the other day, too. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And everything, like, I try to put everything with my fingerprint and everything, too, myself. But even then, it's still like a headache.
All right, let's do this credit card, bro. Let's do the credit card.
When you are?
Okay. So the name on the card is Mark Corrine, and then the number is 4872. Expires 10/26, code 757. And it's a Mercury MasterCard.
Okay, and so you said 10, right? Sorry, I put September here. Okay.
Yeah, 10/26. 10/26,
right. And the three in the back, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
757.
757. Okay, so I'm going to read you the verification. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It's Northwest Lifetime Outdoor Living, LLC.
Thank you, sir. Please state your name and your title within the company.
Mark Corrine, and I am in the LLC. I'm the only member.
Thank you, sir. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Northwest Lifetime Outdoor Living, LLC, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, so please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time, so that way we are all on the same page. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. The initial term and account setup will be charged today in the reduced rate of $398. We are also including a free website as part of the deal today. I want to make sure I put that on record. And when the term reaches end, it'll automatically renew each month in the lowered amount of $299. This price will never change. There is no extra cost or anything like that. I'm also putting that on record myself. And my name is Marlon. If you ever need to need me on the phone, I gave you my extension and all. And if you need to call to cancel the services at any time, please call us 3 days before your next billing is due at the same phone number, which I'm going to give it to you verbally, but it's on the email and everything, which is 877-635-6225. And extension number 1 for customer support and extension number 622 if you ever need to reach me. It's been the same extension for 10 years, okay? So I'm going to send you your receipt should be going through. And I don't know if I was able to offer you, but most of my roofers, they kind of like to take advantage of it. If you want to do like a prepaid, we also have those options. 6 months, $1,300, 4 year, $2,500. It's totally up to you. We can do that later on. I mean, once you start seeing progress or whatnot, but if you want to take advantage of that.
That might be something I'd be interested in later. Can we set this Mercury card up as, do we do an automatic withdrawal? Can we do an automatic withdrawal where it's just done?
Yeah, that's how it will be. That's why I want to always give my clients the option of the prepaid, because if you think about it, I mean, I'm sure you're good at the whole math thing. I probably suck on it, but I mean, obviously, if you do $398, $299, $299, $299, $299, and then you add that up, I mean, obviously, if you put in $1,300 and you pay $1,300, divide that into six, you'll be saving about $800 from the gate. You know what I mean? So that's why a lot of clients prefer that. Or a full year, $2,500, that's about $1,200 from the gate. But you want to just go month to month right now? That's what you want to do right now, right?
I just want to go, let's just start month to month, but I think probably...
You want me to call you in about a month?
In the spring. Yeah, probably in the spring we'll drop a 6 month on there or something like that and be done with it, yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah,
I'm going to call you back.
Yeah, like just,
and please stay in touch with me, though, okay? So don't get lost on me there, Mark. Let me know how things are going. I'm going to come
on
the street.
No problem.
Okay?
No problem.
And let me go
no
ahead.
Problem,
no so you have an email there with your receipt, so that way you know it's exactly what I said that we're going to charge. Check an email or a text. Which one will be more convenient to you, a text or a
No, just go with the email. Go with the email because I'm on my home computer right now.
Okay,
so
the email is going to say local splash initial invoice, Mark. That's how it'll read.
Yeah, local splash dashboard, credential, 7 name, blah, 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 yeah. Okay, so you got a couple of them coming in here right now.
Yeah, so the one that you want is the one that says local splash initial invoice. That'll have your receipt right there. Once you open that up, click here, subscription terms, and then once you click on that, it's going to take you to the terms of experience. Then it's going to give you kind of like a little brief breakdown of what it is that we're going to be doing for you and all, just like the email. And then at the bottom, it's going to say sign here, signature. That's to go into your dashboard, which that's something I think you're going to be on a lot of the times because that's how you keep track of like what calls you're getting, everything. So sign your name right there, and then don't forget to click on that box that says I'm the certified holder of this card. And once you click on that right there, then put confirm signature. And then it's going to prompt you to put in a username and password. You're going to get that username and password at your client interview. Speaking of the client interview, let me go ahead
Okay. You're way ahead of the email. I haven't even got the email yet.
I got
two emails from you. They're both splash. It says, welcome to local splash. Don't say nothing about no credentials or whatever.
Yeah,
that's one of them. And then, let's see, thank you for choosing Splash. Access, click here to accept subscription terms. Is that the one?
Yeah, there you go. That's the one. Okay, and then once you get into
that. Okay, terms of experience, landing page, ads, blah, blah, blah. Well, this ain't nothing. This isn't nothing to sign.
Way at the bottom. Yeah, you go way at the bottom, and then it's going to say signature.
Oh, confirm signature.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. And it's Mark.
Okay, got it.
Kareen, and then don't forget to put in that box that says I'm the certified holder.
Okay, so you just type in your name, right? That's what you're doing.
Yeah, type in your name. And then for your client interview, while you're doing that, right? I would like to set it up as soon as possible so we can get the ball rolling here. I want to respect your money and your time. The first available appointment that I have for that 10-15 minute phone interview, you don't need to be in front of your computer to discuss keywords and all. I have an available appointment for 7 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow and on. Looks pretty clear tomorrow. What do you prefer, morning or afternoon is when you have like this 10-15 minute
phone interview? Morning. Time. Morning's good. Okay, hold on.
Okay. Would you be good at 7 a.m.?
Going a little later than that.
8, 9, 10.
How about 9? 9 sounds good.
Okay, so it would be brief, 10 or 15 minutes or whatnot. So we'll get you off the phone as soon as possible. And
All right, that's not a problem. Okay, so now hold on here. Okay, so please accept the terms by checking off the above checkbox. Okay, what checkbox? What are you talking about?
The one that says I'm the certified holder of this card.
I click that, then it says confirm signature.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. Okay, now it's going to the username.
And password. Okay, so then you're going to get that tomorrow when you do your client interview at 9 a.m. They're going to call you between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., okay?
So this local splash, this username, password, login, I don't do that right now?
No, just go ahead and close out of that box. But now that's how you're going to have
activity. Okay, gotcha.
Interview scheduled. And now the last thing I'm going to do here, and sorry that I'm taking so much of your time. I apologize.
You're fine. Don't even worry about it. I got all day, brother.
Okay. So, I just want to make sure, you know what I mean, because I want to be respectful of your time also. So, for the client interview, I'm going to shoot over some notes to my technician so he does his homework before he calls you. I don't like to call you just going blank. You know, so with that said, right, I'm going to take down some brief notes here for you. What's your schedule look like, your hours of operation?
Hours of operation would probably be like 9 to 5, for the call in and actually catch it live. I don't do weekends. You know what I mean? 5 days is enough. And yeah, that's good enough. Actually, you can make it eight to five. And then we'll have a, you know, hour lunch kind of thing. So I think eventually I'm going to have a girl in here taking care of a lot of this stuff anyway.
Okay. So around 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, would you say? You can always change it too, so.
Perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. One thing I want to ask you too, what's on my tongue. Okay, so you have access to all of that Angie's whole ad that I set up, correct?
Yeah, I looked at one of your, I was trying to check out all the information that
okay.
you have online.
Okay, so we get that, can we get that over to the guy that's going to help me with the website, because then he'll have a lot of the pictures that I want to put in there already.
Good idea.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, good idea. Well, we
okay,
can use
so let's do it that way. Yeah. So at least then I'll get some usage out of all that shit I paid for Angie's List.
Right.
Angie's or whatever the hell their name, their garbage
I'm
company.
I'm going to put in the notes here that to use that kind of as reference, but I'm sure they'll ask you other questions. There may be some photos that you don't want them to
perfect.
Kind of copy and paste because
perfect.
They might come out
perfect.
More blurry
yeah.
and the pixels and all that. So we want to make sure we make
that's
it nice
it.
Looking, you know what I mean? And let me see here. Your top three services, would you say, that I know you mentioned roofing. You get more
right. so
into
humans,
obviously, but. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to do like patio conversions, gutter conversions, like roofing repair. I mean, however you want to word that together, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Say one of the biggest things with patios is, you know, 90% of them got problems the way that they attach to the roof. And that's where I'm the expert. You know what I mean? I'll rebuild it with whatever I have to do to make it done. But I get done with it, it's bulletproof.
Right.
You know, I'm third generation in this industry. I've worked for some of the largest roofing companies on the West Coast. Put it that way. That's my background. I've been in three different unions. I put architectural metal up on the side of skyscrapers. Okay. That's my history in this industry. You know, and I've been doing this shit since I was 10 years old and I'm going to turn 62 in December.
Oh man, it sounds like you should have like
yeah.
a giant company by now.
Yeah, yeah. When I go to work for somebody, they go, Jesus Christ, my goddamn resume is 4 pages long, brother. Okay.
You know what's gonna
that's
be good?
Why I have my own company. That's why I have my own company now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've already made many millionaires. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You didn't make yourself one though. So it's time to make yourself one maybe now. You know what I mean? We're gonna help you get those, you know. We're gonna help you get those reviews
yeah.
there also. Okay.
Yeah. I'm familiar with those too, and the same thing with Angie's. I already had reviews. I already had customers. That's why I say it'll be good for him to pull that because some of those customers are obviously gonna be on my reviews right off the bat. And I got more to keep it to after that.
We can't transfer them. We can put the link to the home advisor to your website.
Whatever we're
gonna
do.
They'll guide you through it. But we want to get some fresh ones too, so that we can start stacking
sure.
up on those gold stars. And
sure.
So you're,
sure.
One day you're like 200 views and all that. Okay. And what was the radius that you want to target for now? You kind of went from.
You know what? Let's just do that. Because then you go 50 miles, you just press here all the way to Balfour. I don't want to go that
yeah,
far. I think let's do like a 30. Let's go just 30 mile radius.
All right.
See how that works.
Very good. And let me see here. For the Facebook business page that we're going to be running the ads through, do you have a business Facebook page or just a personal one?
I have no business page. I have templates, I have contracts that can be sent to as far as the logo, what I want the top of it to look like. The rest of it's going to be, you know, designed through the site with your guy on that. But I have a specific logo that I want to use, the specific way that the name is written out, my little logo, bringing your outdoor living to life, all that kind of stuff, my license numbers, all that kind of shit. I have it laid out. I did all this stuff myself, created my own contract. You know, that I can type right on the computer, fill it in basically as a template, print it, done. So
okay.
I want that name and logo the same way in the website. So it matches the contract.
Absolutely. So I put right here that
I can provide that. I can provide that to your guy.
Yeah, they'll give you the name of
template. Yeah,
they're going to give you the top of all that. And what I was asking in regards to the Facebook business page, do you have, because we're going to be running some Facebook ads for you, and they're going to be very powerful, and they're very aggressive. You'll like those. But you said you don't have a Facebook business page. Do you have a personal one so we can use that to create
nothing.
One?
I do have a personal one. I don't really care for Facebook. I don't really care about it necessarily being on there. And I guess that's up to you guys. If you think it's
don't rush it. And if we're
create one,
we'll create one for you.
That's a business.
Yes, we'll create a business one for you.
Not a personal.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So we'll create a business one for you. And if for whatever reason down the line you feel like, hey, you know what, guys, it's not really, I'm not really getting any traffic from Facebook, which will be kind of odd because I've gotten some good feedback on it. Then we'll cut them off and then we'll go from there. You know what I mean? But let's go ahead and go full force and then let's hit the floor running with it. You know what I mean? I don't want to take anything away that I think might work, especially for roofing. I've seen some great results. Sure. So if we can make a few thousand dollars off of one ad, then why not?
Sure. So you got the first thing is basically, however you want to call it, roofing repair, specializing in patio covers, something stupid like that. Okay, so you said there was three of them. So the second one would be toilet replacement, complete bathroom remodel. That would be the second one. And then probably the third one, if you're trying to go back to the general contracting, is complete home remodel, you know what I mean, throwing the big one on there that, you know, if they got more than one project, you know what I mean, a complete home remodel. It's pretty much saying everything. You could do painting, you could do quartz countertops, you could do tile work, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. Or maybe just break it down to tile work, you know what I mean? I'm not sure about that. But I think for now, let's just go with that, the general contracting, complete home remodel service.
My technician definitely has some very good information here to work on, because he's going to look up all these keywords that I gave him as an example, as a template. And he's going to hit you with a lot of other keywords that he might think are very popular, and that you guys will go over a bunch of keywords. You'll tell him yes, no, yes, no, so we can get target those. Okay, so we'll discuss specifically.
Gotcha. And he'll be able to see that.
Yeah, you guys will definitely go on that. He goes, just put
down everything you want to do. Like, Jesus Christ, are you kidding? I forget what it was, but it's probably 20 different things or whatever, you know.
You want to focus on the money makers, you know what I mean? So that way when you get that call, it's totally worth the trip, you know? And the rest of the notes here, I'm going to go ahead and handle myself. I have to do a bunch of tedious notes here because I changed the price for you and all that. Make sure everything stays the same. And you do have your receipt right there. Save that for your tax workers, as I mentioned to you. I mean, of course, you know that. It's a tax write-off right there. And please don't miss your appointment tomorrow, okay? I'm going to probably call you myself with the gentleman that's going to call you, with the lady that's going to call you tomorrow, to hand you off to them, so that way to make sure this is a smooth transition. But if I happen to be out of my office or in a meeting or with the technician or whatnot, then they'll call you directly. But most likely I'll call you with them to hand you off to them and to get the process started. Aside from that, Mark, if you get any phone calls from any company saying that they're Google or that they can do it for less or this and that, please disregard. Write down the phone number if you can. And let us know so we can protect you from these scammers out there, okay? So we're a premier Google partner, so we have access to report these numbers to Google so these type of calls will stop. Aside from that, God bless, and I wish you have nothing but success 2022 and 23.
Okay.
And please stay in touch with me, and I'm going to call you what month would you say so I can revisit the idea of possibly doing a
I'm thinking to get through the winter. I'm thinking probably like, you know, March or something, you know, as far as that. But I'm sure I'll be talking to you before that. So I see the Facebook ad. That was 100. I see the Facebook ad. That was 100 of that 398, huh? Okay, I see 199.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the invoice right now.
Very good. So, yeah, you'll have all there, and it'll be $2.99 every month after. And so what I can do for you, too, if you kind of change your mind, if things are going great soon, which I hope so, I can go ahead and give you a call within the month, and if you decide to change that to a prepaid, I'll prorate that $398 towards a prepaid. So that way it's not like a $1,300 or
$2,500
on top of
it. I'm okay with the payment that we're talking about here. I mean that's fine. Like I said, it's gonna just come right off of the card each month for the time being. And like I said, let's get through the winter. You got November, December, you got holidays, you got all this shit coming up. You know, it gets pretty severe here in January, February. It can get pretty severe here. So that's why I'm thinking, you know, the roof repairs and maybe a little bit of inside work. And like I said, I'm a small guy. I don't have to, you know, I don't need 10 jobs a month or 10 jobs a week. You know what I mean?
Well, look,
that's
probably,
a job a week is all I really need to come down to. You know what I mean? I don't have a whole lot of overhead. I own all my shit. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, that's all good there. I kind of want to see how this Facebook thing comes out, because I'll be able to kind of track that a little bit too. I mean, it's on
yeah,
I'll
send you, yeah, speaking about that, so let me, I'm going to send you one of the, like an ad preview of one of our clients. He's a HVAC company.
Okay.
So that way you can kind of have an idea, okay, this is how it's going to look. Okay, other than that, thank you for the time you're giving me, Mark. I don't want to keep you on the phone here forever with me.
Okay.
Sorry for taking so much of your time.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and process it here, send this information over to my technician. I'm going to walk over there now and go ahead and send this over. And I will touch back with you in about a month, or if you want, I can touch back with you in March. It's up to you to see how things are going.
Well, yeah, give me a call back in about a month. Now, are you going to call me tomorrow at 9 o'clock, or is it just your buddy?
That's right. Yeah, if I'm available, I'm going to call you with him to make sure that it's a smooth transfer. I should like to do that. And if not, he's going to call you directly.
Perfect.
Okay, Mark? Other than that, congratulations, sir.
Good,
and welcome aboard, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay? Have a great day. Mark,
thanks,
it was a pleasure to meet you, sir. God bless, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.